Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, Pittsburgh Steelers fans. Nice, Dave. Welcome back.
That wasn't to the me. That was Brian.
It was my chair.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to part two of the Steelers preview. I'm Jeff Hartman, senior editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. And with the loud, squeaky chairs, our podcast producer, Brian Anthony Davis, and the editor, Dave Schofield, over there. Before we get started, I want to remind everyone, make sure you follow us on our podcast platform. If you follow us on YouTube or on Facebook, that's great, but you're missing a lot of content. You're missing my Let's Ride podcast every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Dave Stadkeek on Thursday, the live mic on Tuesday. These new shows that we're debuting, like Matty Peverell's War Room has been going on for months now, but it's a part of our noon lineup now. The Steelers Fantasy Fix with Jeremy Betts is Wednesdays at noon. He aired his first episode this week. It was great. I loved it. I thought it was tremendous talking about quarterbacks. And we have more stuff coming. The Ohioans are coming up with the Steelers Power Half Hour. Brian, Saturday. What else? That's Saturday, right? Yeah, that's Saturday.
Yes.
And
I just received it. It's just
awesome.
I'm getting ready to listen to it.
Fantastic. I hope I can't wait to listen to myself. But this is also things like the training camp recap podcast that I do every single time the Steelers have training camp. I give a whole recap of what happened that day and what we know from the general public. So if you don't follow us on a podcast platform, you're missing all of this stuff. You're literally only getting like the one show that's on YouTube or Facebook. So, Brian, do you want to add anything to that while we're talking about podcasts?
Yeah, Jeffrey Benedict's new show is going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks. We're also going to have What Ian's Talking About, which is all about social media and the Steelers. That's going to be a really fun and exciting show. But stuff returning that you might have forgotten about, the Steelers pregame show. Here we go with KT Smith and myself. That's going to be coming up on the weekends before the games. So that's a really fun pregame show. And if you have not had a chance, I know you get to read his stuff, but if you haven't had a chance to listen to KT Smith or Cliff Harris is still a punk, if you haven't had a chance to listen to him, then you're missing out, because this guy is an award-winning champion high school football coach. And he knows the ins and outs of the game. He played college football. This guy is fantastic to listen to. I kind of just throw questions at him and throw stuff at and let him run on that show. And it's great. And we do that before every game. We're going to come back with the rooting guide is coming back. We're going to have so many things to go ahead and put out there. I can't wait. There's going to be 25 original shows. And when I say 25, that doesn't count part one or part two. There's going to be 25 original shows every single week. That's a lot of content, and it is all different.
And that's wherever you get your podcast. All you have to do is search Steelers or Behind the Steel Curtain, subscribe, follow, and you'll get all of it, period. Yeah. So that's good stuff. All right, let's get started. Let's get back to the topic at hand, and that is the comparing the 2020 rosters to the 2021 rosters. We're going to talk about the defensive line. This was that position I said same. It's the same, basically. But, Brian, if you had to pick 2020, 2021, what are you doing?
I'm still saying the same. If I have to pick between the two?
Well, I was going to say the same with the wide receivers, and then you all kind of said, well, there's another year, and then you kind of talked it out of it. So I didn't know if that was the same thing with the defensive side or not.
Okay, then I'm going to tick everybody off and say 2020. And the reason I'm going to say that is everybody's a year older.
Okay.
That was going to be my thing that I was going to say. If the wide receivers, I say 2021 is better because they're younger guys and it's another year, you know, to get better, then the defensive line would have to be the inverse of that. But I mean, tomato, tomato.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's still good.
You have your great guys coming back. I mean, honestly, I'm going to change my answer. I'm going 2021. And here's why. Because the Steelers lost Tyson Alualu, and by some amazing and miraculous situation, they got him back. And you can't not take that into consideration, because he was gone and now he's back. He is the prodigal son. He returns without even missing a game. It's great.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you think maybe what if Stephon Tuitt kind of broke out last season? What if that's going to be the new norm for him? And he had double digit sacks. I think, what do you have, 11 and a half last season, or was it 10 and a half?
Yes.
It was.
It was 11 and a half.
I think it was 11 and a half. I know he had double digits. I just didn't know if it was 11 or 10. So the defensive line returns and they're going to be good again. No doubt about that. Let's go to inside linebacker. Last season, you had Vince Williams. You had Robert Spillane. You had Devin Bush briefly. Ulysses Gilbert III was not there very long. I don't know, guys. And then this year, you obviously, Vince Williams retires right before the training camp begins. Marcus Allen is labeled as a linebacker. Jerry Olsavsky talked about him today on Thursday and saying that he thinks he's on the right track to see more playing time. So, guys, this is a tough one. Brian, what do you think? Inside linebacker, 2020 or 2021?
I'm going to say 2021. And here's the reason for that. Robert Spillane, I think, is on a mission. I think he's, you know, I'm going to miss Vince Williams. I'm going to miss Vinny Vidi Vici a lot. But I really think that this guy's a guy like LJ Fort became, not with the Steelers, but elsewhere. But I really think there's even more of an upside to a guy like Robert Spillane. I think he could be a starter there for a while. So I really like that. I think Bush is back. And remember, when you're talking about the inside linebackers, you're only talking about, what, 5 games of Mr. Bush? So, yeah, you got to say a little bit better. The depth behind them is they're getting stronger. They're getting better, too.
Okay, Dave, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I have to say this. You caught me off guard. You were saying 10 and a half or 11 and a half sacks. And the reason I said yes is because I thought it was 11 halfway in between. And I just looked it up and that's correct. It was 11. So you were right. You said 10 and a half to 11 and a half. You were spot on.
So he had 11 even.
He had 11 even.
I could have sworn it was a half. Okay.
Yeah. So, no, the half came into play. Actually, I don't have anyone listed that had a half a sack. So maybe it is. I don't know. Football Reference doesn't have anybody with a half. Oh, well. Now you're making me second guess it. When it comes to the inside linebackers, the biggest issue is we're thinking of 2020 of Devin Bush with 5 games, and we're assuming that we're going to have Devin Bush for the entire season this year. And I am A-okay with that assumption. And that right there is the biggest difference of anything. The fact that Devin Bush missed all those games last year and gave Robert Spillane a chance to show what he could do and have to step in and be it. That's what gives me an advantage for 2021. Not super excited about the depth now that there's no Vince Williams. I can't say that that's not at least a little bit of a concern. But the other concern is Devin Bush and Robert Spillane weren't on the field together in 2020. They had... It was like 8 total snaps in like week 1 where they were both on the field together. They just weren't playing together. So that's what's going to happen this year. So it's a bit of a mystery, but I'm still going to say just, you know, the return of Devin Bush is so much more important, and that's why it's 2021.
I agree, and I honestly didn't think that Devin Bush's impact was that great until I started to read some of the work by Jeffrey Benedict and Kevin Smith that Brian brought up earlier in this podcast. And you see that, boy, does he make a difference. Boy, does he make. So I think just him being there by himself, if they could sign someone like Avery Williamson, and I know that people are like, oh, why would you bring back Avery Williamson? Because I think Avery Williamson was Vince Williams 2.0 last season. Mm-hmm. If you have him alongside Devin Bush, I think it would make their inside linebacker depth great. You wouldn't have to rely on Robert Spillane every single down. I think it would make their inside linebacker depth really, really good. And he knows the system. He was there last season. Mm-hmm. So I think they could still improve that, but I'll still take 2021 because of healthy Devin Bush.
And you got Buddy.
2020.
I want to see what Buddy Johnson can do.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? And we're back. Because with Buddy Johnson, honestly, it could be that that inside linebacker is one of those positions that the Steelers might be that they could bring in someone else, but they're kind of waiting because they really want to see what Marcus Allen and Buddy Johnson are going to offer. And if UG3 can stay healthy.
Let's also not forget that Melvin Ingram III, they have had him rushing from the inside as well. Mm-hmm. Not saying he's going to be an inside linebacker, but keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to outside linebacker. Now, last year in 2020, obviously, Bud Dupree's there. Alex Highsmith is a rookie. TJ Watt, that's essentially your top three. This season, Bud Dupree is gone. He's with Tennessee via free agency. And then you have Alex Highsmith going into year two. You have TJ Watt, Cassius Marsh, Quincy Roche, Q from the U, and our sixth-round pick. But then you sign Melvin Ingram III, and suddenly things start to have a little bit more of a glow to them. So, Brian, 2020 or 2021 – what are you doing at outside linebacker?
So close to going to 2020, but when you look at some of the additions, like Melvin Ingram III and Q from the U, but you throw in the leap, and what everybody's talking about is the difference between year one and year two in Alex Highsmith. Throw that in with the given that is DJ Watt, I'm looking at the arrow in 2021. Losing Bud Dupree is huge. I know that. But without bringing those guys in, Ingram kind of pushes it back to 2021 for me.
Okay. Dave, what do you think?
I don't want to sound too homer and go 2021 with everything, because you can't say that the loss of Bud Dupree was not huge. The biggest thing, and this is what I'm still trying to figure out, is that Alex Highsmith is not Bud Dupree, and Bud Dupree is not Alex Highsmith. They're not the same player. I've said this many times. They're not the same. And I think the biggest thing isn't going to be, well, does Highsmith do what – can he do what Dupree did? Or, you know, or what would have been vice versa? It's all about how the Steelers are going to utilize the players that they have. And you can't – you can't say that Melvin Ingram III – doesn't also come in there. When you take a guy that has shown that he has done it so much for, I can't even remember where I saw someone trying to say that him and the loss of Ola Adeniyi was a wash because they both had the same number of sacks last year. I'm like, come on, you're going to say that about former Pro Bowler Melvin Ingram III? No, that is definitely so much better than what you had just with that pedigree. You know, like, you can't argue that, like, if you last year, even with Highsmith being the rookie and doing as well as he did, that Melvin Ingram III wouldn't have been an upgrade then just because of who he is and what he brings to the table, even if it's just going to be that three-man rotation. So I'm going to say I'm going to go with 2020 just simply because you can't – it'd almost be disrespectful to Dupree. Not that the Steelers didn't have a plan, not that they're not better off financially, if you want to talk about that and the whole salary cap thing, they're much better off than if they would have had to pay Dupree. But at the same time, I do want to appreciate what Dupree did for the Steelers when he was here.
Now, Dave, you said earlier that you're like, this is not about depth. And I agree, but this is the one position where
this one
you have to think it's at least the three. Yeah. So TJ Watt last year, Bud Dupree last year, Alex Highsmith as a rookie. Highsmith was good as a rookie. I think Highsmith is the one that's going to flip this for me to 2021. Melvin Ingram, of course, it's all about health. We don't need to say that. That's obvious. But TJ Watt's going to be great. Barring injury, he's going to be great. I think Alex Highsmith is going to be great in year two. And I think Melvin Ingram should be able to provide something to the point where I think he's the one. Take a Melvin Ingram with his veteran experience. It's light years above where Alex Highsmith was last year. And so I think that Highsmith could – I think he's honestly, in terms of like coverage, he's just as good as Bud Dupree. I think he's a better technician from rushing the passer. Dupree definitely found his niche in that defense, but I'm going to take 2021 because, like Brian said, Melvin Ingram was the one that kind of put him over the top. Good, Brian, you want to say something?
Yeah, and gentlemen, let me just throw in Quincy Roche as well, because he is your – he's more than a sixth-round pick, and so when you throw him into the mix, he makes them so much better too, because he's going to cancel – he's going to do more than what Ola Adeniyi did.
Yeah. Yeah, which is not much last year. Let's go to cornerback. So cornerback is obviously Steven Nelson was there last year. Cam Sutton, Mike Hilton, Joe Hayden. Those were your primary cornerbacks. We know that James Spear came on late. We know Justin Lane never did. And so, sorry, I had to throw that in there.
And we're back. And
we're back.
Justin Lane turned my power out. Okay,
yeah, I was going to say, he's got a pause button for you there, Jeff.
Yeah, Lust and Jane. So now this season, not so much proven, but you think about Cam Sutton gets re-signed. Mike Hilton's gone via free agency. Steven Nelson is released for cap reasons. And now you have Joe Hayden, Cam Sutton, James Pierre, Arthur Millette is there. Antoine Brooks Jr. He's the one that is being given the first shot at that nickel spot that Mike Hilton used to be deployed with. So, guys, this is a tough one for me. Brian, which way are you going, 2020 or 2021?
2020. I have to do it just the same way I spoke about the offensive line. It's not I believe in the offensive line in 2021. I really do. I believe in these corners. I think the whole thing hinges on James Pierre, but I'm not ready to crown him yet. We've never seen James Pierre in a preseason game. Remember that. He's never played an NFL preseason game. We're getting great reports from him. We have seen him in limited NFL action. I like the little things that I've seen from him. So I really think that James Pierre is going to be good. Steven Nelson was Nelson Island. He was good. He took the onus off of Joe Hayden a little bit, and Hayden's just getting up there in years. So if I'm looking at this, I see the possibility that this can be a really good group. And I know the coaches and the front office know so much more than I do by being able to let Steven Nelson go, because they have trust in Cameron Sutton bringing him back. They have trust in, I really like what I see in Arthur Millette too, but you had a dynamic player in Mike Hilton that's gone as well. So I'm still going to say 2020 right now is the better unit because of the question marks here, but there's no doubt in my mind that they could become one. But when you're saying late July 2021, I've got to say 2020 is better. They're going to prove me wrong probably, but that's where I've got to go right now.
All right, Dave, what do you think?
I'm going to go 2020 right now based on the data that we have, because we don't really know. But I tell you, everyone who's super concerned about these corners, and I've said it over and over again with the young corners the Steelers have and who's going to play where and everything else, is that the Steelers made the moves that they did. And I mean, you realize that the Steelers have, even above the money that they need to go into the season right now on the salary cap, they have the money that they would have had to keep someone like Mike Hilton. You know, they chose the money for Cam Sutton over Mike Hilton. They chose to let Steven Nelson go. They made these decisions based on the other players that they had. So they believe in them on what, from the data that they have, and we just don't have as much data as they do. So therefore, I'm saying 2020 based on our information, but I don't know that the Steelers would answer it the same way, because I think they really believe in the players that they have, and really what we think isn't nearly as important as what they think.
Right. Yep. I'm going to go with 2020 here, but like Brian said, come August, I might be thinking differently. And I think about what Terrell Austin said to Steelers.com at training camp about how if James Pierre is a player that can prove that he's a starter, that means that Cam Sutton could be going right back to the inside, in which case he can thrive in that role. He can play Mike Hilton's spot. He can play his dime spot. He can do really anything in the defensive back half of the second. He can play safety too. So he's so versatile. I think that it all just depends. It's like a wait and see thing. It's a wait and see thing. All right, let's go to safety. Brian, let's talk about safeties. Minka and Edmonds are back. And then we talk about depth. What do you think, 2020 or 2021?
Definitely 2021. You throw in the fact that you did not tender a fifth-year option. You did not give him your fifth-year option, and I'm talking about Terrell Edmonds here. I thought he had a really good 2020 season. I thought it was so much better than what we've seen from him. I still contend, and I say this every time I bring up this guy's name, that if he was a second or third round pick, we would love him. He'd be one of your favorite players. But he was a first round pick, and people take that into consideration. I think he complements Minka Fitzpatrick well. Minka Fitzpatrick is just, right now, he seems like he's on a path to Canton. And we've seen this in the past. You had the compliment to Troy Polamalu, who's a Hall of Famer, who's in Canton, and his name was Ryan Clark. You've got a compliment right now to Minka Fitzpatrick, and his name's Terrell Edmonds. He got his hand on a football last year, which was really nice to see him get an interception, but I really think that this guy does a lot of the little dirty things that we need that player to do. We need those. You're not going to have 11 superstars on defense, but you have the guys that do the dirty work, and that's who Terrell Edmonds is. And he's playing for a contract this year, which he wasn't last year. And I know some people say they should always be playing for a contract. They should play every year like it's their walk year. I know, but I just really think that there's so much more fire to Terrell Edmonds, and we're definitely going to see it. This is a better unit.
Okay, Dave, what do you think?
Yeah, your starters are the same. Your backups are not at all. I feel like the Steelers really like Trey Norwood. He's got an interception today, apparently. Coach Tom was asking questions about him. So that's part of it that they like. I would almost put them even, but I'm going to go back for the same reason as the receivers. When you're two starters, that and safety's a position that those guys can play 100% of the snaps. That's just one of those things, you know, like offensive line and quarterback. So I'm going to say 2021 because these are young guys with another year experience playing together.
I agree with what Dave said. We'll go with just one more year. There's really not much change when we talk about starters. So let's go with now overall roster real quick. We don't have to go into in-depth analysis here. Think about what you said. Think about how you answered the questions by position. Would you say it's 2020 roster or 2021 roster overall is better? Brian, go.
Based on my answers, 2021's better.
Dave?
This is what makes it interesting. I'm going to say that, like Brian said, based on the answers, but we're also moving forward in 2021, assuming that we're going to have everyone all season, and looking at 2020 when we didn't have Bush and we didn't have Dupree for part of the season and other things that were going on there. So, and honestly, I think the ultimate question for the ultimate answer for this question is really going to come down to the offensive line. So for now, I'm going to say 2021, because right now more players are healthy than they were in 2020.
Yeah. On paper, I'm going to say 2021. You know, you talk about guys like Melvin Ingram and things like that. I'm going to say 2021. Injuries can derail any season for any team, for sure. Now, we did have a super chat. It was a long time ago. It was $5. You have it still. Fantastic.
I got it.
By John Knox. He gave us $5. He says, who's in the Steelers Hall of Honor in 2021? I predict John Kolb and Larry Brown. Like, when it comes to this, I want y'all to know, like, I saved it. And there are people like, oh, you didn't recognize the live chat or super chat. We did. But we were in the middle of talking about it. So, Brian, this is right up your alley. Same with you, Dave. Who do you think gets in this season? Brian, go ahead.
John Kolb and Larry Brown are absolutely great picks. They definitely deserve to be in. They do not get as much. They could actually be Hall of Famers in my mind. That's how good they were for that team. They were so important for that team. you know, Larry Brown is the a lot of people don't realize he was the first offensive touchdown. He was the first offensive points for the Steelers in a Super Bowl as a tight end in Super Bowl IX. John Kolb was, I mean, he was the left tackle, the Oklahoma State Cowboy. He was just the man that protected Terry Bradshaw. They were so integral to that team. I would love to see those guys in. If I'm looking at anybody else, I'm not sure with some of the later guys, but there's going to be a later pick in there too. Someone from the last 10 years or so. And I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know if he's in or not. James Ferrier, whether he's in or not, if he's already in, I apologize, but if not, James Ferrier would probably be my pick. And a guy like Ike Taylor, I would consider as well.
Okay, Dave, what about you?
Yeah, my biggest thing is I can't remember who's already in. That's the biggest thing, because I think the Hall of Honor is a great place for members of the Steelers that should be getting Hall of Fame consideration that aren't in there, if you know what I mean. And that's why I like the two players that were already listed. And then, of course, any newer guy that we kind of put up there that we want to ask, who are there? I mean, is someone like a Casey Hampton in the Hall of Honor yet? You know, I would love to see somebody like that, but I can't remember who's there. I do recall that it's going to be Saturday that they announce it, that it's part of the stuff going on with Steelers Fest, that they're going to announce the Hall of Honor people for 2021.
James Ferrier is in. He got it in 2018. As far as Kolb, mm-hmm. he's not in, and neither is Larry Brown. So I think they would be.
Was Casey Hampton in?
Casey Hampton is not in.
I think he should be.
So I agree with you 100%. I would go with Casey Hampton over Ike Taylor. I think Ike Taylor is a guy that you have to look at. And
I'm going to go with James Harrison. Is he in?
No, he is not in.
I'm going to say that Debo gets in.
And there's one more to consider. And if you're looking at a later guy, it's Heath.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Very good. Good question. Let's go with Dave for some trivia to finish out the show. Go ahead, Dave.
All right. Something very interesting I was looking at today. I was looking at Steelers players that have made Pro Bowl, Steelers players that have made All-Pro, and of course, Steelers players that were in the Hall of Fame, which is funny that, of course, I don't have Hall of Honor with all this. I was looking specifically at the offensive side of the ball. There are two positions that I broke them down more than what we did. I, you know, like the offensive line, I did center, guard, and tackle. I did tight end, wide receiver, running back, quarterback. That's all of them, right? I think so. There are two positions where the Steelers have never had an All-Pro on offense. Do you know what they are?
Never, as in their entire existence.
In their entire existence. They've never had a first-team All-Pro.
I'm going to say left tackle.
You don't even have to say left.
Okay, tackle.
Tackle is correct.
Yay.
They have not had an All-Pro tackle. Now, Alan Faneca played tackle and has been an All-Pro, but he was not an All-Pro the year that he played tackle.
Okay.
And he would have been an All-Pro guard probably if he would have been there. Okay?
I have got two. I'm going to go with the one that I think is more obvious, and then one's out of left field, tight end.
And it's tight end. The Steelers have never had an All-Pro tight end, and they've never had an All-Pro tackle.
How about that, Brian? We got it. First guesses. Look at that.
Now, what position do you think this on offense do you think the Steelers have had the most All-Pros?
Running back. Oh, no, I change it. Can I change it? Center. I'm going to go center.
I was going to say center, so let me throw in linebacker.
That's not on offense.
I was going to say it's on offense.
Yeah, this is offense. See, and the problem is with including linebacker on the defense is when there are 3-4 versus 4-3, you know, an outside linebacker in a 4-3 is really – more like an inside linebacker in a 3-4. Anyway, so that's why they all get lumped together. But you are correct. It's center. The Steelers have had six All-Pro centers in Mike Webster, Dermoni Dawson, Marquise Pouncey, Jeff Hardings, Mike Barzak, and or Basrak, Barzak, what am I saying? And Bill Walsh. It was from the 30s. How am I supposed to get his name right?
Oh, gosh.
Could have been Dave.
You're
been
making my Basrak hurt right now.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do some final thoughts here. Brian, go ahead. And Brian, explain the schedule next week for those listeners out there. It's going to be a little different.
All right. So we are going to have the Steelers preview coming up next Tuesday evening. So what happens at the Scobro show? That is going to be moved to Sunday night. So when you're enjoying your day off on Sunday, when you're dreading the fact that you've got to go back to work on Monday, you could take solace with you got the awesomeness of the Scobros, and you might even get some wisdom on the live chat from one hashtag pay Kyle. So with that being said,
paying Kyle anything.
Yeah. Kyle's getting nothing. Kyle got a shirt, so that's fine.
Those are great shirts. Even mentioned Kyle.
Yeah.
All Kyle. Yeah. Kyle wanted a shirt. That's what Kyle was all about. He wanted a shirt.
So that's going to be happening. Then everything else is going to be the same. What's going to happen on Thursday night? We are 7 days away from football.
That's crazy.
So there's going to be no preview because the preview is going to be on Tuesday night. What are you going to do? You're not going to have Dave Schofield. You're not going to have Jeff Hartman. You're not going to have Brian Anthony Davis. Not so fast, my friend. You're going to have them after the game because it's the return of the post-game show. Yay!
Who wants to talk about undrafted rookies? We do.
Dude, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I'm so pumped. So now that's what we're going to have going on, and everything on the audio side is going to stay the same.
And there you have it. Dave, anything?
Yeah, it's funny because some people were really upset. They're like, how is Heath Miller never, not an all pro? Okay. Honestly, I was looking that up today. And the whole reason I came across this was because I was curious about it because of an article that Michael Beck wrote. And it was about, Freiermuth, could he be, a tight end? He's like, and some people didn't like that Michael said, even when Heath Miller was here, he did not get the respect around the league that put him in the upper echelon of tight ends. Heath Miller had two Pro Bowls. He had it in 2009 and in 2012. And if you go back and look from the years 2009 to 2012 and look at all the tight ends that played in the league at that time, Heath Miller was ranked ninth. Okay. It's just how it was. But we know as Steelers fans what he did for this organization. And that's really what it comes down to. My final thoughts after I had to clean that up real quick is I just want to talk next week. I want to preview a game. I can't wait to preview a game. Let's preview a game. And you're like, oh, it's just a Hall of Fame game. We're talking about these guys that are going to be the depth and the difference between this roster being better and not better. And we're going to get to watch them. We're going to get to see we're going to say, oh, can Buddy Johnson play inside linebacker? Guess who you're going to see in the Hall of Fame game? Buddy Johnson. Oh, can Kendrick Green really be that next man up at center for the Steelers? Guess who you're going to see in the Hall of Fame game? Kendrick Green. Exactly. So you're not going to see TJ Watt. So you're not going to see Ben Roethlisberger. So you're not going to see some of these guys. We know what those guys can bring. I want to see the guys that we don't know what they can bring yet. And then that way we can see what they can do. I'm ready to preview it. I would preview it right now if you'd let me, but we better save something for Tuesday.
Who is this year's Tuzar skipper? That's the question. Who is this year's Tuzar skipper?
Amen. All right.
Brian, anything? Are you good?
I just have to answer this question with a no. Will Sapphire be there? No.
Brian would know. So, okay.
He's got her on speed dial because she hasn't stolen his phone yet.
She is not going to be on the post-game show. No. 7 days. I am so excited for it. Hey, we're getting preseason back, and you don't know what you got until it's gone. I missed preseason last year. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. Let's go.
All right, Dave, why don't you send us out?
Hey.
All right, we'll see you Tuesday for another Steelers preview. Take it easy.